This is Moolah La, Money Made Simple, brought to you in part by EQ Bank, banking simplified. Visit our site for a link, podcasts.moolala.ca. Buying insurance can be a complicated process and loathsome process, by the way. It's like not one of my favorite things to do, but there are so many different kinds and policies and clauses, blah, blah, blah. It can be very difficult to choose one that fits your specific needs. Policy Advisor is a relatively new service online, and it is trying to help people find an insurance policy that is a great fit. Jiten Puri is Policy Advisor's CEO. He is here to tell us how it works. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
Now, you are working in Manhattan, you are working in New York, you're an investment banker, you're working with insurance companies. You saw a need. You decided to throw that life to the wayside and become an entrepreneur. Are you crazy? Did you buy all the insurance that you would need to, in order to make sure you were stable as you walked down this entrepreneurial path?
Bruce, I do look back at that time and wonder why I did what I did. But to be honest, super excited with the decision that I made. In my previous role, as you picked up on, I was advising some of the largest financial institutions, particularly banks and insurance companies, on the advent of technology and how that was disrupting their businesses. In advising the insurance companies, I realized the challenges that they were facing were pretty much the same. The distribution force was aging. The consumer was not engaging with their products. The consumer wanted to go digital, but the distributors weren't ready to go digital. And that's where I felt there was an opportunity.
So what is Policy Advisor?
So Policy Advisor is a insurance marketplace, a digital-first insurance marketplace that is making it radically simple, transparent, and accessible for Canadians to be able to purchase life insurance and other related products. We launched in 2019, and we currently partner with 20 of the largest insurance companies in Canada to provide easy access to their insurance products to consumers here.
How would you describe, and I'm sure I'm oversimplifying the question, or maybe my naivete will show here, are you a broker or are you a comparison site?
So we are a broker, and thanks for suggesting me to bring out that difference and that nuance. Price comparison sites have done a terrific job 10 years ago in helping discover different quotes and different prices. We go way beyond that. We provide end-to-end fulfillment, so starting from educating the consumer about different insurance products that exist, helping them engage with those products through calculators and tools, and last but not the least, we help fulfill those sales and those purchases for the consumers as well.
What happens when there is a claim? What is Policy Advisor's role? And I ask because, and I've told this story on the air before, I had a household claim when I lived in Calgary. It was a disaster. And a broker told me afterwards, it's like, well, you didn't have a broker. Why did you book direct? Of course, it was a nightmare. You're an online platform. And for some consumers like me, that feels the same as direct, and therefore there's no human being, there's no person. How does a claim unfold in your model?
So from our perspective, we are advisors. The reason we added advisor in our name is because we want consumers to see us as such. So anytime they need to interact with the insurance companies, and they always have direct access to the insurance companies, we want them to speak with us because we will be able to help facilitate those claims or any other changes that they want to make within their policies on an ongoing basis for them. So we provide not just online tools, but we supplement human expertise, and we bring about real-world expertise to the consumer as well.
Now, your experience starts with something called your insurance checkup,
which
I did. Tell people how it works, simply.
So the insurance checkup is a very holistic view for the consumer to understand how insurance products evolve and how their needs evolve and based on their lifestyle, they should be looking at different products to service different needs. We help the Canadian consumer understand what gaps exist in their insurance portfolios. We then identify for them products, and we then help them choose those products from across hundreds of different products that are available in the market.
So I did the insurance checkup, and it got it wrong for me. So I'll tell you what I mean.
Sure.
It said my risk was high based on the circumstances, and the two products it recommended were critical illness insurance, which is restrictive and not worth the cost, and mortgage insurance, which compared to term insurance, in my view, is not a great option. Term insurance is cheaper, you're not insuring a declining liability, all those reasons. So do you need to fix your algorithm, or am I an anomaly, or have I just illuminated a weakness in your business that you will heretofore correct?
Bruce, thank you for bringing that up, because that's where our real world expertise comes in. Mortgage insurance is a misnomer, and you rightly pointed that out. A lot of consumers end up purchasing mortgage insurance when they should be purchasing term insurance, and that's what our site does. What you see notified as mortgage insurance on the site is really a term insurance product. If you had given us the opportunity to take you through the process, you would have seen that we very strongly endorse term insurance as the right alternative to mortgage insurance. So if we see you have a mortgage, we would suggest for you to get coverage and protect your family towards the loan that may be on you. But we help you do that by acquiring term insurance.
I also went through the life insurance tool, and it asked if I had a child and if I was going to pay for the education, but it didn't ask if I'd been saving for an RESP. So the insurance accounted for the fact that I wanted to pay for college, but it shouldn't, because I've got that covered.
Bruce, absolutely. And so we do ask you if you have savings and investments in our calculator and make that adjustment should you have savings and investments. Indulge us, because we've also created a relatively simplistic tool to try and help consumers understand different variables that go into it. The consumer is never purchasing insurance fully online. Our advisors then get involved and help the consumer think through nuances that you are rightly highlighting. So for instance, if you have an RESP, we would like you to capture in the savings and assets that you already have within the calculator. But should you not have done that, our advisors, when we speak with you, will help facilitate that.
So if I have proceeded, and there was a whole way to do that I chose not to do, I would have been connected to a person, correct?
Absolutely.
Why would I go to a person who I discovered digitally instead of saying to my Facebook community, hey, give me an insurance broker that you love, 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 love? Why would I go with a stranger versus getting a referral from someone who I know and trust?
Bruce, so various things. First and foremost, the ease of access. In trying to identify who that advisor would be that you would be willing to trust, that in itself will take you a few days to a few weeks.
I have very good Facebook friends. They would give me very good recommendations.
Your friends are fantastic. The advisors may not have availability to get in touch with you and be available right in front of you when you need them to be. And that's where we come in. What typically takes weeks and months to be able to purchase, we are now solving that pain point by helping consumers get insured in hours, sometimes minutes as well. And so that's the biggest change we're bringing about. Two, we also have the widest access. Most of the advisors that you would speak with would typically be selling one to two to three insurance companies. Beyond that, it's hard for them to carry a catalog larger than that. We provide access to 20 different insurance companies instantly to the consumer. We are unbiased. We are completely independent. We are not owned by any of the insurance companies. Our advisors aren't even commission-based. They're completely salaried. So we are able to provide you instant, independent, and highly curated advice that may have taken you a lot longer if you went the traditional brick and mortar route.
How do you make your money? Same as any other brokerage? Your gateway is the web?
On an overall brokerage, yes. We get paid commissions by the insurance companies. We never charge our consumers now or in the future for any advice that we provide to them. So commissions is how we earn from the insurance companies. But at the same time, we're not incentivized in selling bigger policies, because our advisors are fully salaried and therefore they can work in the best interests of the consumer.
How in your training of those folks do you ensure that they don't overinsure? And I take your caveat around what your website delivered and offered up insurance that I do not want and don't believe in. How do you ensure that your people don't do that? Because at some level, you need to sell a big book of business.
Absolutely, Bruce. And that's where, you know, we're different. We're different from how traditional advisors have been. There's an audit trail that gets created for every single client interaction that we have. Our advisors get audited by us internally. Every single client that goes through and purchases a policy through us, there's a trail that gets created off the calculators that we help them look at, how we advise and help them refine their choices. And that gets reviewed quite regularly.
Interesting stuff. Well, thank you for endeavoring to provide some innovation in insurance. It seems like the last bastion of archaic business practices. So if you can do anything on that front, we're grateful.
Thanks, Bruce. And there's much more coming.
I bet there is. Jiten Puri is the CEO of Policy Advisor. That's interesting. Check it out.